Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julianne Lopez Toledo reports about four Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. Flintcoat, Pittsburgh Corning, Quigley, and W.R. Grace. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware entered an order on December 21, 2012, confirming the amended joint plan of reorganization filed by the Flintcoat Company and Flintcoat Mines Limited. Headquartered in San Francisco, California, the Flintcoat Company is engaged in the business of manufacturing, processing, and distributing building materials. Subsidiary Flintcoat Mines Limited is engaged in mining. The Flintcoat Company filed for Chapter 11 protection on April 30, 2004. In June 2007, the debtors filed their joint plan of reorganization. The plan documents were amended several times. A modified amended plan, dated July 17, 2009, provided for a trust to be set up to liquidate and, as appropriate, pay all eligible asbestos personal injury claims against the debtors. Persons or entities with personal injury, wrongful death, or property damage claims relating to exposure to asbestos or asbestos-containing products manufactured, distributed, or sold by any of the debtors, were entitled to vote to accept or reject the modified amended plan on September 21, 2009. On January 7, 2011, an order reopening the record on confirmation was entered by the court. The hearing to confirm the amended joint plan of reorganization in respect of the Flintcoat Company and Flintcoat Mines Limited was held on September 12 and 13, 2011, and September 19, 2011. The confirmation hearing was subsequently deemed concluded by the bankruptcy court. In the Chapter 11 case of Pittsburgh Corning Corporation, a telephonic-only omnibus hearing that was scheduled for January 18, 2013, was canceled, and all matters previously scheduled for the date were continued to the next omnibus hearing, scheduled for February 15, 2013, at 1 p.m. No deadline for filing asbestos claims has been established at this time. Pittsburgh Corning has been in bankruptcy since April 2000. Between 1962 and 1972, Pittsburgh Corning manufactured pipe insulation that contained asbestos. At least 140,000 lawsuits have been filed related to the product, and the litigation pushed the company into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. On January 29, 2009, a modified third amended plan of reorganization was jointly proposed by Pittsburgh Corning Corporation, the Official Committee of Asbestos Creditors, and the future claimant's representative, and supported by Pittsburgh Corning Corporation shareholders, PPG Industries, Inc., and Corning Incorporated. The court reviewed the plan, and on June 16, 2011, issued a memorandum opinion stating that PPC's modified third amended plan of reorganization was unconfirmable, but provided the plan proponents with another opportunity to amend the plan. In Quigley, the U.S. Supreme Court has asked the U.S. government for its views on Pfizer Inc.'s appeal that seeks to block a series of asbestos lawsuits related to products manufactured by Quigley. Pfizer argues that the lawsuits, filed in Pennsylvania on behalf of individuals allegedly harmed by asbestos containing Quigley insulation products, should be barred by a bankruptcy court injunction related to Quigley's Chapter 11 filings. That injunction stopped plaintiffs from bringing Quigley-related asbestos claims against Pfizer while Quigley's bankruptcy case was ongoing. Asbestos lawyer Peter Angelos, who filed the lawsuits, argued that despite the injunction, certain asbestos claims against Pfizer could proceed because they were based on legal theories not covered by the injunction. The lawsuits argued that Pfizer itself was the product manufacturer because its logo appeared on Quigley documents, advertising, and products. In April 2012, the U.S. Bankruptcy Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit ruled that Mr. Angelos could bring the lawsuits against Pfizer. The Supreme Court, in a short written order, asked the U.S. Solicitor General to file a legal brief expressing the Obama administration's views on whether the justices should hear the case. Quigley, which Pfizer bought in 1968, at one time faced suits by more than 160,000 plaintiffs. It filed for bankruptcy in 2004. Quigley filed the sixth version of its plan on June 29, 2012, and obtained Judge Stuart M. Bernstein's permission to have creditors vote on the draft plan on August 15, 2012. Under the draft plan, Pfizer would contribute assets to a trust to cover claims that Quigley's past products caused asbestos-related injuries. Judge Judith Fitzgerald of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware approved W.R. Grace & Company and its debtor affiliates' motion for an order authorizing a third amendment to their post-petition letter of credit facility agreement. The agreement provides for a $100 million credit facility, which W.R. Grace used on an as-needed basis during the ordinary course of its business operations. Under the amendment, the termination date of their letter of credit facility will be extended from March 1, 2013 to the earlier of June 30, 2014, or W.R. Grace's emergence from bankruptcy protection. The amended agreement also requires W.R. Grace to pay an amendment fee of $200,000, which is $50,000 less than the amendment fees for the First and Second Amendments. In addition to requiring payment of the facility fee, the termination date will only be extended if the cash collateral security arrangements continue to secure obligations under the total facility. Grace has been in Chapter 11 protection for more than 11 years, since it delivered its petition to the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on April 2, 2001. Grace projects that it could complete its reorganization by the end of this year. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the report. The report concludes in Part 5.